Among the people who work in the studio, there are certain specialists I haven't mentioned to you yet. The casters.
What do they make?
Works in bronze.
Is that a metal?
Yes. Bronze is an alloy or a blend of two metals. It's made of copper and tin.
This figure with outstretched arms appears to be really angry.
This work has two titles. The defense or the call to arms.
And the crying angel is angry because the man has been killed?
You might say that. When artists want to depict certain ideas, sometimes they use figures to do so. We call these allegories. For example, here, the winged woman represents liberty. This work was created by Monsieur Rodin to commemorate the battle fought by Parisians in 1870 against the Prussian troops attacking them.
But the nude figure, is that a Parisian in the midst of battle?
Naturally, combatants in the battles of 1870 wore clothing. To pay tribute to them, the master used the pose of the dying warrior that can be seen in certain sculptures in antiquity.
He's falling.
With his arm still holding onto his sword.
And this work in bronze, how is it made?
Casting is a long process with nearly a dozen steps. The task is to create a work in metal that is hollow in the middle. The molten bronze is poured into a mold that is made up of an outside shell and a core. There is thus a limited amount of space, the contour of the work, if you like, which must be filled with metal. Works in bronze are made in sections and the pieces are assembled afterwards.
They piece them together?
Yes, they're welded together.
So this sculpture was made in different sections. Let's see,
Emile!
Zach, I'm sorry. I have to leave you now. They're calling me. Take your time to look at the works. That's good.
Thanks for the visit, Emile. I have the impression of having journeyed through Mr. Rodin's life.
Come back whenever you like. It would be a pleasure to see you again. And Patapon agrees with me.